Okay, we're on the bottom here. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman, my time loy osimar lebnei knishta letzluyim. Why didn't you come to shul to dam? Omer lo yichiln. I couldn't. Says Rashi, tosh koichi. He was shvach. He couldn't come. Omalei, no, lechan filamara sorvel itzlei. So why didn't you put together a minyan in your house and dam? Omalei trichli milsa. It was too shver. I couldn't get the oilam together. So listen, he tells me an interesting thing. Velema lemar. So you should have told l'shlucha de tzibura. You should have told the shatz beidne de matzle tzibura when the oilam is dam, when the tzibur davens. Lay say, let somebody come to leave velode lemar and tell him. In other words, he tells him, you should have come to shul, couldn't come to shul. Make a minyan in your house, couldn't make a minyan in your house. At least you should have had someone notify you when they're davening in shul. Meaning you should daven at the time that she was davening. Omalei, Michael, I was epis, what's, Omalei, domei, b'yechel, mishum, shim, yachoy, maidich siv, vanis vilos, ilocha, Hashem, eis, rotzen. So Rashi, you see there is a special show of rotzen. Amos, I went as eis, rotzen. B'sho, shat, sibu, mispal. Point out that we had 2 days ago in Vovo Meral, we had the din that ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas ela beveis haknesses. That told us that even if you have to daven be yechidus, you should at least try to daven b'mokim shatvila mispala. This is another din that if you can't get the shul, you should at least try to daven at home be'eis shatziba mispalalim at the time when the tziba is mispala. And both dinam are granted brought in Shulchan Aruch. A person can't get the shul. He comes late. He should try and daven in the shul at least. He can't do that. At least he should try and daven at home, key himself into the time when the shul is davening. Well, Hashem, a place like Muncie, whenever you daven, say shatzim mispalim, there's no problem. I mean, you know, I'm straight through the day. But in the old days, it wasn't that way. Okay. Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Mehocha. Koyamar Hashem be'eis rotzen in isicha. The eis rotzen, I answered you. And it points out the Mashiach in isicha. We're not trying to show the Milo Tzvila B'tzibur, that we know already. That's plenty of psukim like that. It's opposed to Chumash, B'chol Koreinu Eilom. Trying to show there's a Milo of this man at Tzibur, even for Yochid. In Yisich, I answered you, the Yochid, in the Eis Rotzen. There's a Milo for you, the Yochid, at the time that Tzibur is Mispal. Rabbacha B'pchinin, Omer Me'ocha, Nogha Poshuk. Henkel Kabe V'lo Yimos. A lot. Kabe means a lot. He won't be Mois in the Tfil. Uchsiv. Interesting posuk, yeah. Poda bisholim nafshi, you were poda nafshi bisholim mikrov leaf krov mechom the mechomas that commonly why ki berabim hoyu imodi. I know it's again imodi with me alone berabim when the rabim were davening. Okay, tani nami hochi b'nosin omer minayin shena kolish brochu mos b'tfilosin shel rabim shena mehen kel kabe v'lo yimos uksiv poda bisholim nafshi. Mikrov li v'goymer. Is that Aleph? 1 second. Yeah. Oh, my. Now, knew that my. Then put in back. Puts the words. My podo b'sholim nashi. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'osek b'toyra ugmilas chasodim u'mispala lematzim. But those 3 things. Mal ani alof ki ilu pidoeni. Poda, as if he was Hashem is speaking, as if he was poda me. Ulebonai mibein umos ha'olam. Where do you see those 3 things? Yes, so Rashi explains poda b'sholem. Sholem is zesh osak v'divrei sholem. Someone who's busy with sholem is as if he's poda. What's a sholem? So firstly, it's Torah, because it says nesivoseo v'chol nesivoseo sholem, and says Rashi gemilos chasodim. Is what's the Rashi? It's first, the last wide line. V'chein gmilus chasodim nami, sholem hu, shemitok shegoyim ol chesed begufo lechavero, hu mak yeshuovi. He realizes, feels that he loves him. U'bole de'ach v'shol, he feels good towards him. So that's sholem. So sholem is Torah, sholem is gmilus chasodim. Where's mispalim atzibur? That's not in sholem. That's in the end of the posuk. Ki berabim hoyu imodi. So these 3 things, Hashem says, as if you appointed me and Klal Yisrael from Golos. Omer Shlokish kol mishiyesh lo beis haknesses beiroi veino nichlas lishom lispalil nikru shochen ra shenem ha'ko amar Hashem al kol shcheinai horoi Who's a bad shochen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hanoigim benachla shenchalti yasami yas Yisrael. That the shepherd, the nachla that I gave you, so explains the mashal very good. Because why is Abbas HaKnes referred to as nachla? Because the Gemara Megillah says that asidin bot the kinsiyus u bot the midrash shebebovel li yaskru and beretz Yisrael. The mashal says, so there's a measure of nachla in the bot the kinsiyus, even the chutz lords, that have a shaykhus with eretz Yisrael. V'loy oy, it is not only called a shochen ro, el shegoyim golus lo lebonov. Person doesn't come to shul, he's going golus for himself, his children, shenemar. The end of that pasuk, hineni noitchum, I'll take them away, emei alad mosum, ves beis Yehuda etosh mitoichom. Interesting gemara here. Omer leilav b'yoychanon, ikas sabbe b'bovel. There are old people in Bovel, people living long lives in Bovel. Toma, I was wondering, that's interesting. The pasuk says, "Leman yibu yemechem v'yemei v'nechem al ho adom oksiv." Aval b'chutz loretz lo. He was wondering. The pasuk seems to say, "Ribu yarichas yom zayin eretz Yisrael." So it was by him a question: how can people achieve longevity in chutz loretz? Kevin the Amrle, once they told him, "Mikadme u'mechashche lebeknishna." They come in the morning. They come in the evening. I mean, they come to daven shachas and shul, and they come to daven ma'ariv and shul. Meaning they spend, Rashi is called Marichim, and they spend a lot of time in shul. Is Omar Haynu Dahan Elohu? That's what helped them come to Arichas Yomim. Kedomer Bshul Ben Levi Lebnei, as Bshul Levi said to his son, Kadimu Vechashichu, come in the morning, come at night, spend a lot of time. Ve'ailul Beknish, come to shul. Kehecha the Turchu Chaye, so that you live a long life. Again, says the Mashur, wasn't it pshat? Because Beis HaKnesses and Chutz Lodz has a measure of Eretz Yisroel in it. Because I see the invite about the Eretz Yisroel to be wind up in Eretz Yisroel. So there's an aspect of Eretz Yisroel in Bot HaKnesses about the Midrashis and Chutz Lodz. So the Baruch of Arichas Yomim of Al Hadomo can also come through the Shuls and about the Midrashim in Chutz Lodz. Omer Ravach Reb Chanina Maikro, where's the Pasuk for that? Ashrei Odom Shomei Ali. Lishkoid al dal sosai yoim yoim. He comes every day yoim yoim to my dalsis. Lishma mezuzos psochai. So they learn one is the morning dal sosai yoim yoim. Every lishma mezuzos psochai is like to be a shomer, meaning at the end of the day you're there. Uksiv basre. What does it say right after that? Kimotzi motzochayim. Coming lishkoid al dal sosai psochai, meaning to the botek and sees among the midrashes. A person who does that will wind up with chayim. Omer b'chizdo. Li oilom yikones odom shnei psochim beveis haknesses. He should go in two psochim, two entrance, two doorways to the shul. What does that mean? Shnei psochim salkedai. What are two doors? Elaim a shir shnei psochim v'achakach yispalil. There were some words missing. That's also coming from the previous pasuk because it says mezuzos psochai. Two psoch, a shir shnei psoch. What does that mean? So there are two pshatim in the Rishonim. Some say the Rashi seems to learn that way, that when you come into shul, you shouldn't sit down right by the door. You should go in a little bit. Shir shnei psoch. Stalat ames or dal tvoch mean eight ames or something. Eight tvochim. You shouldn't sit right down by the door. The shul says Rashi, the nira olav kemasui ikub beis haknesses. It looks, a person sits down right by the door, it looks like he doesn't want to really be in shul, he wants to be ready to get out as soon as possible. So you should go into the shul, shir shnei psoch. Others say, the Tois say that that's not the cheshim, because once you're in the shul, you're in the shul, and what are you supposed to do if the shul is crowded? What do you do if it's a narrow shul? You can't go in that far. It means shir zman of two psochim. You shouldn't start davening the second you walk in the door. You should at least elapse that amount of time that it takes to walk eight amos. Something to get yourself a shtickle, Yishuv Adas. It looks also like you're trying to get rid of the davening. The second you walk in, you start davening. Walk in a little bit, and then daven. Both are brought in Shulchan Aruch. A pasuk in Til. Al zos yispalel kol chosid eilecho le'eis mitzoy. Understands the Gemara, le'eis mitzoy, you should daven for something that should be motzi to you when you need it. What is that? There's five possibilities here. Omer b'chani leis mitzoy zu isha. A person should daven for the proper wife. Shenemar motzo isha motzo toiv. B'marov when Yevomus we have kinosiv in ishitzo in Bovo when someone get married afterwards they would ask him Amri lohoch motzo motzo. How's it going? Motzo or moitzo? Motzo dichsev motzo isha motzo toiv. Vayofik rotz me Hashem. Moitzo dichsev umoitzo ani marmi moves eso isha. So how's it going? Okay. Reb Nosson Omer le'eis mitzo zu toira. Person should daven that toira should be motzi mehem. Shenemar, when you see shem ki motzi, motzo chayim. It's referring to toira in those psukim in Mishlei. Rav Nachum ha'yitzo gom le'eis mitzo zu miso. What does it mean to daven for miso? So Rashi says, sheyomuz b'miso yofa v'noicha. There's different ways to die. It was from a spal zayin that a person should have an easy miso. Shenemar, la'moves Toitzois. There are many different ways of moves. Person says that should go easy. Tanya nami hochi. Teisha meis ushloisha mine miso nivru ba'olam. There are 903 types of miso that were created. Shenemar la moves toitzois. Toitzois begimatria hochi habu. The gematria of toitzois is 903. Okay. Kosher shebekulon. The worst miso, askira. Askira is a type, something goes in and the person chokes. Asphyxiation. Have an English word for askira, then?
No.
Some sort of choking, asphyxiation, death. Nicha shebekulon. What's the easiest? What?
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria, okay. Something that Rashi explains it clogs up the breathing. Some get stuck over there. What?
You froze.
Correct, yeah. That's for sure. That's definitely has to do with the throat and choking. Okay, good. What's the easiest? Nashika. Okay, I mean, this is Nashika. Askiro, Damien, was a moshul, death by Askiro. Kechizro, like thorns, begivova de omro, in the give over a gizas imra, a gizas tzemer, what do you call it, a gizas tzemer, a wool, you know, a ball of wool, the lachure initially throws behind him, meaning, you have a gizas tzemer, and you're walking, and it gets caught on thorns, right? So, what are you going to get? You're going to pull it to get it out of there, and you throw it away. But it's impossible, and thorns are going to tzemer, it's just wool that's not going to rip out some of the wool. And that pain, that's how they're comparing the pain of Mrs. Saskar to that. It's taking out the neshama from the guf, it's like taking out the tzemer from those thorns. Something's left behind, it's not pleasant. V'ikadamri ke peture b'piveshet. Rashi says, peture, interesting Rashi here. Look at that Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Ke peture, peture means ropes. And veshet is veshet usually means the esophagus. It means holes in a boat. Let's say Rashi, interesting thing there. Kipeturi b'fi veshet. Yamuk Yanis in the Atlantic. Yesh bo mekaymois shena makabel barzel. It couldn't tolerate iron. So I thought also because of the magnetic field. And our Rashash says talking about there are parts in the Atlantic where there are magnets on the bottom on the floor. Maybe the Bermuda Triangle, isn't it? But so if you go there with metal, it'll rip it apart. So when they went there, they couldn't put the boat together with nails. They couldn't use metal because it would rip it apart. Says Rashi, and a couple of bars, mechabrim luchei hasfina. How would they put the boat together? Aydei chavolim ropes, or akolim, those types of ropes. Shetoichvim b'nekovov. I'm sorry. Right. Oh, in those openings. V'toikin also b'doichak. I mean, you want to hold it tight, so they're as thick as the hole, so it goes in very tight. It's around like the opening of the sabbath, it's called veshet. Anyway, getting that, it's very tight, obviously, so to pull that out again is going to be painful. Neshiko, what's Mrs. Neshiko? Like taking out a hair from milk, that comes out smooth. That's not a problem. I I heard once at a Levaya, Gabri of the Rebbe Soloveitchik, used to be the Rav here in Spring Valley. He said, oh, a nice idea he himself wrote it, and someone said it over at his Levaya. The Pshat Yom means to say here, the more attached a person is in his life to his physicality, the harder the parting will be at the end. That's what it says. I heard this from this Rebbe Soloveitchik, by his Levaya. Oh, so we had how many pshatim so far, and what a person should have an eismit so that should be there. First was a wife, Isha, Toira Misa. Rabbi Yechonom, eismit so, ze kfura. Person should have a proper kfura. It's also not so simple. Omer, as we know, not so long ago, so many millions of Yidden went and weren't zeichet to kfura. Omer, Chanina, Maikro, Hasmeichim, Elegil, Yosisu, Kiyim, Tsukove. It's up to find the proper kever. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Shila, I know that Rinshat, so people say, Liboy in Shirachme, a person has to daven, Afilu Ad Zibula Basraisa Shlomo. Even until that last Zibula means the clod of earth, that last thing of earth that comes down, person should be daven, Hashem Sholem, even till the very last thing, Imi Yom Kfur, until the last offer comes down. Mazuchu Amalei Smitso, Zebes Akisei. Person should have a Beis HaKisei available. As Rashi explains, because in Bovel, you look at Rashi, the Leis Mitzvah is a Beis HaKisei. She dor b'mokim sheish Beis HaKisei so mochlo. Should have it in close proximity. V'shehoyz the karka shel Bovel, they have plumbing, that outhouse. They dug in the ground. The karka of Bovel mitzulis mayim. It's a very wet earth. They weren't able to dig there. When yichom lach b'shom chviris, v'tzichom lotzis besodis v'lisrachik ma'od. And the Beis HaKisei were very far from the house. Not any pleasant thing. Pesach has a dam for that also. Amri b'mamorvo hodemazuch adifa mikulo. That's you learn adifa mikulo. It's the most important thing to dam for. It's the easiest pshat in the pasuk. Amri rov l'rafim b'popo. Leimalon Mar, Mahanimili Malisa da Amrit, tell us one of the good things you said, Mishmeidu Avchizda Bemil Beknesh, the Binyan Ebes Aknesses. Omale, Hochi Omer Avchizda, Maidich Siv, Oye Vashem Sharitzin, Mikol Mishkinis Yankiv. Hashem loves the Sharitzin. What does that mean? Oye Vashem, Shorim Amtsuyonim Shom Behalocho, Yoise Mibote Knesias, Mibote Midroshis. More, what's Sharitzion? Let's see the Rashi. The Sharitzion, Tzion Vasifus Tzibur. What is a Tzion? It's marked. It's an Asifus Tzibur. It's a mokim of Torah Barab. He likes that more than both the Knesias or both the Midrashis. That's the Spitz place by Kodesh. The problem is, that's about the Midrashis. What's about the Midrashis? That is Shomam Tzion Baloch. Rabbi Yonah says, it means Mekaymus, that there's learning going on the Bekfiyas, as opposed to a shul or a besmedish where they learn sometime, little this, little that. We're talking about Mekaymus with his kavua, previous lotion, kloma shesham kviyas hatoyra vahayroiz bechol yoin. There's learning going on there all the time. Yoisa mibotik and isisu botim midroshes, shalom nebem lefishor, sometimes adrosha. Some chumash. These are mekaymus hakvuim, and there he say they are. He says bedugmas beis hamigdosh. The mashal says shomam tsuim baloche means as opposed to beis medrash where it could be learned chumash. You learn mishnayis, but you don't come to the maskonis. Mitsuim baloche means where they learn gemara and they come out to the halacha kvuo that comes out from the sugyas. Halacha sheyotzis min haTalmud. Mitzuyim b'halacha means what Talmid Chacham kovei mokel megirsoso b'Talmud hamevi lo halacha psuka. So we would call Ashuk Eshmaitzo alibe de hilchiso. That's a shiurim on mitzuyim b'halacha. V'haynu domer p'chiyah barami mishmei de'ulo. V'yem shechorav beis hamigdosh ein lo lakosh baruch hu b'olomo. It's no more beis hamigdosh what takes its place. Ala arba lamish al halacha bilvad. V'omer Abaye. Mereish, interesting Gemara here. At the beginning, have a garisna bego beisa. I used to learn in my house. Umatzlin, I would daven bebeknishta. Kevon, dishmano, leho dom b'chia barami mishmei du'ulo. Once I heard this thing that the b'chia said b'shem ulo b'yem shechorav beis amigdash ein lo lakosh bo b'lom l'dalam shaloch b'lvad lo havo matzlino elahecha de gerisno. I then began davening where I learned. Rebami v'rabasi afal gav da havo lutleisa b'knishta b'tveria, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, lo matzlu elo b'ni amude, they learned b'ni amude mechadavu garse. They used to sit in Beis Medrash between two pillars that were holding up the Beis Medrash. That's where they davened. Points out the Madane Yontef here, not only hechad garse, they would want to daven in the Beis Medrash where they learned. They wanted to daven in the place, mamish in the mokim where they learned. Now here you have a very interesting machlokes rishonim. It says here, as hechad garse is more important than going to shul. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam says that means if you have a minion, in where you learn. What? I said there was a minion. The Rambam says it means there was a minion. I said, what's the chiddush? You have a minion, you have a minion. Might as well say where you learn. But here it was just a minion. There was the big shul, Baroi Vam. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Paskin Rabbi Yehuda, Hachosid Rabbi Yehuda, B'shem Rabbanu Tzorfa, I said, even if there was no minion, Hechad Garsi Yedoicha Tfilah B'tzibu. The Rosh just says that we paskin that it doesn't apply today because it only applies to a person who's taros um nos, who learns constantly. We, b'hazman hazeh, don't have a year that's taros um nos. But b'etzim, the din is a very interesting thing that according to Rabbi Tzav, the Heicha the Gars say is doichim tvil b'tzibur. The son is up. Vom b'chi baramim shmeidu l'godol an enemy ge'kap of yisem yirei shamayim. Dilu gabi yirei shamayim k'siv asher yish yoreis Hashem. It says two things. It doesn't say toivloch loy ksivbe. It pays to live in the environs of one's Rebbe so that he can give him Musar and tell him what's, you know, to tell him the proper way to go. She calls man Shishimi ben Gera Kayom. All the time he was alive, L'nosa Shlomo as Basparo. Some Rashi says, Somuch L'misa Shimi is when he was Shlomo as Paro. Aivo Tanya Al Yodur. Floy Kasha. Hod the Kayifle, or the Lo Kayifle. Kayifle means he's Nichna, he listens to his Rebbe. He's like, Rashi, Im Kofuful Rabo. But if it's Enoch, if he's not going to listen to him, then better he shouldn't be there. And Mutiv Shishoigeg, while you're amazed. Omer Afuna Brabi Yehuda, Omer Abnach, Omer Abami, Maidah Siva, Oizbe Hashem Yikolu. Those who leave Hashem will be destroyed. Zehamaniya Sefer Torah, Chuposuach, V'yoytzi. Walking out in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And when the Sefer Torah is open, Ben Gavra Legavra, you can walk out. Boy Rav Papa, Ben Psuka Lepsuka, Mahu. Explains Rabbeinu Yoino, what's the Shaila here? Because when Posuk leposuk, they would say, in those days they had the Meturgum, they would say the Targum. That was the Shaila. Can you walk out when he's saying the Targum? Take, suffer. Rav Sh... What? What do you mean? Yeah, so what's it now? What about? What about? That's a shayla. Targum or not? That's a shayla. As long as that's his question. Ben gavel gavel because you're not learning the Torah. Oh no, the targum also you got it. You can't walk out for. That's good with a shayla. That's how Ben Yehuda learns the shayla. What?
Wouldn't he say it right away?
If Rabbi Abu, if Rabbi Stama say, he has his own shayla. You know, I mean, I don't know if he's going back on Rabbi Abu. He's asking a shayla. What's the din by targum? Reb Sheshes Mahadar Ape Vigoris. He would turn around from the Sefer Torah and learn. Omar nan b'didah v'inu b'didu. We're Isaac in our thing, they're Isaac in their thing. And it's not an easy thing what's going on with the Sephardians. I mean, the Gemara, the Mishnayim all have this, the Gemara in Saita that you can't speak during Kriyas HaTorah. Even Ben Gavra L'Gavra, Pastor Ben Yehuda says, and even Divrei Torah. So what exactly was he doing over there? So Pshasach Pshotim and Mishnayim. Pshatosis likes best is the riff that he was Tarosum Nosa, a separate darga. He didn't have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Well, some say that Gemara means if you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah yet, you need it for the minion. This is where you already heard. Okay. A person should complete the parashas, meaning every week, Shnai Mikro Vechot Targum. Vafilo Atoris V'divoin. Rashi learns that Atoris V'divoin don't have a Targum. There's no Targum there. Even a pasuk like that, you have to say the pasuk three times. That's what Rashi learns. You say twice Atoris V'divoin, Atoris V'divoin. Then there's no Targum to say. Basically, Targum is Atoris V'divoin. Then you have to say it a third time. Now they all point out, if you see on the side, it's a confusion over here, because in the pasuk it says twice. It says in Bamid Balam pasuk Gimel Dalet Atoris V'divoin. Over there is a Targum. There is a Targum. It doesn't say Atoris. It says Machlalta, Mach, something like that. The pasuk repeats those names later in pasuk Lamed Dalet. I think there it says Divoin Va'atoris. On that pasuk there's no Targum. So they claim there's some sort of a mistake here. We're really referring to Divin Vatoris, not a Torah for Divin. But whatever it is, with Epson Tysa Rosh, they bring some had. Yeah, Targum, some Nisha, some confusion with the Targum on his Pasuk. But the way Rashi learns that this Gemara is saying is that even on a Pasuk where there's no Targum, like Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, those kind of psukim, you still have to say it three times. She's good for Tysa, a little bothered. Why do we have to chap on a Torah for Divin? You have all the psukim with the names that are like that. But that's how Rashi learns. Rabbi Barabai Sovar, he thought that he would chaparayin all the mavasedris. The way our Gemara has it, it's of the whole year on Erev Yom Kippur. It's another gear seer, the kala. This is the kula shata. That's a lot of work. The kala. They had the 2 months, the yachikala, what they used to call that. Elul and Adar, when the Klai Yisrael would get together and they would learn. In those 2 months, he was very busy saying Shurim. So he was missing out on Shlomo Kmetayim. And so he figured he'll take care of those 2 months, Erev Yom Kippur. What's this Cheshur Nepes, Erev Yom Kippur? So they explained to him, and because Erev Yom Kippur Zuchim Schusim, people are trying to do extra mitzvahs Erev Yom Kippur. So he figured, he'd chapa rain, that's Schus on Erev Yom Kippur. But Tom, that's a good idea. Tona lechia barav midiftei ksivinisem esnaf shel seichem v'sishel lachoidesh bo erev. The famous Gemara. If you read the pasuk simply, it sounds like you should fast on the ninth day of Tishrei. V'chi v'sishem esanin, v'lo basorim esanin. El eloi malach kol oichel v'shoise b'chi malavakoski l'sanin etchi v'asir. Meaning he told him it's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. That's not a day to be busy with being mavis hedra, all these hedras. That's a day to chaparayin eating. That's the mitzvah of the day. Yeah, in Ochanami, you're supposed to. But Lash Laminu, he missed. So he wanted to be mashmi in Ochanami. You're not supposed to do that, but he got stuck. If it's kal is very good, he was like, what do you mean it's kula shat today? I don't know. Why he fell behind the whole year, it would be strange, you're right. Faket, I mean, he's supposed to do it before the Tzibah Lane, so, and Tysus brings even, where is it here? Tysus brings from a Medrash, and the Tur brings it, Lamaisa. You're supposed to finish being Mavre Sedra before you eat your Suda the Shabbos in the morning. But also, it's Chals Lechat Chilas, Avad, if you don't, you have to be Mashlim. Oh, Sovar La'agdumin, or it could be, he didn't know that, didn't he? Could go for B, he didn't know that din, Rabbi. 1 second. Fine. It could be Taka didn't know that din. Could Rabbi didn't know, because look what happened. Look at this Gemara. So he told Erev Yom Kippur, he said, not a Sovalak Diminu. He thought, oh yeah, exactly. He didn't notice. You're right. Look what Rashi did. Lesada Kola Parash Bishabasakh, so Bishay Shabazi, if you chapa right. He didn't know that din. So he told him, you're not supposed to do that. Only Sabataninu, Bavashli Yad, Lo Shiach. You're supposed to do it. Me Matsi, but good. Yeah, Taka, he didn't know that din. So that's better. I mean, that's simple. We're learning around that. He thought, he didn't know this din. So he figured he'll do it all on Erev Yom Kippur because it's a good day to chaparayin. So he told you every kippur you're supposed to be eating. So he figured, Samuel's like, he'll take one or two Shabbosim and knock it all off. He tells him, no, but vachal yagim, li yachir. Kidom le Rebshu ben Levi, le b'nei, ashlimu pashu saichu imat zibur. Meaning imat zibur on that week. Shnayim mikvechon v'ak tag. Now, meantime, we get off sidetrack completely here, because Reb Shimon Levi told his kids three things. First of all, you should be mavasedje matzim. Number two, v'hizaru bevridim kereb Yehuda. that none Rabbi Yehuda Omer at Yishchid es Avorin. The first mission, second paragraph of Chulin says that when you shecht an oif, correct, as opposed to a behemoth is a two simonim. You have to cut through both simonim, the shebeshet, the kon and the veshet, the trachea and the esophagus. In a bird, simon echad v'genuk. Roi v'echad, that's a shechit in a bird. Says Rabbi Yehuda, at Yishchid es Avorin. Not only do you have to shecht the simon, you also have to shecht the varin. The varin are the, what they have there, veins, arteries, it's blood vessels, both. Running along the neck, most of the dam will pour out of there. The Gemara thought he meant you have to shecht the varin. That's part of the shechit. That's not what's going on over there. It means you got to cut the varin because you want the blood, base the shechit, that the blood will run out. We've got the blood running out of there. Why? It's by an oif, not by a behemoth. Because generally, they would be tsoiled the oif whole. They wouldn't cut it into pieces. They would roast the whole bird. So mela, the blood would get stuck. So it's a good idea to puncture, cut those vreden. Beisachshita, the blood will run out. If I get behema, nobody roasts a behema whole. So you cut it into pieces. So you're basically going to get that effect anyway. So lechatchila, it's only lechatchila. Toy says over there. So he told him, number one, make sure you have a sedra. It's interesting why these three things he put together here. One, Mavis Sedra. Two, the Haloch, interesting, Taisus and Chulin. I mean, there's a Machloikis. Tanakama says, Yishchot Roi Vechot. Says, Rabbi Yehuda, Achi Yitzchot is Avorid. It's a Machloikis. It says, Taisus, Pashish, Paskin, Tanakama. Says, Taisus, Takadir, the first Taisus, second Berger Chulin. We Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Araya, this Gemara he brings. He brings this Gemara as Araya. We Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So he told him, Be Mavis Sedra. He told them to be noig like Rabbi Yehuda and Vreden. And number three, he told them, v'hizoharu b'zokein sheshochach talmudo machmas oinsoi. Be careful to be mechabed properly. Talmud Chochem, who forgot his learning, machmas oinsoi, Rashi says. Either he got sick, or he was nitrag b'doichag mezoinus. He got stuck with parnosa problems, and the pressure made him forget his learning. He still should be mechaber him like a Talmud Chochem. Damrinim, we have this week's parsha, Luchas v'shivei Luchas munochas ba'orin. The Gemara learns in Bava, the posuk in this week's parsha, v'asher shibarto v'samtom ba'orin. Asher shibarto v'samtom ba'orin. They learned that the shivei Luchas went into that orin also. Now, what is the common denominator? These three things is a good question. You have these new Gemaras here, the old Gemaras, these old Gemaras. They bring here Shtigl Torah from Ibshol Katzenel Boygen. I refer you to there. It's some Gans Kabbalah Dik. I cannot quite figure out what he says there. And linking what the Tzad HaShov of these three halachas are, what punk these three he put together. Amalu Rava Libnei. Rava instructed his children, Kshatem Choytchem Bosu, when you cut meat, Al Tachtu Al Gavayah. Don't put on your hand and cut. A wise thing, you can cut your hand. Iked amre mishum sakona. It's a portion of sakona. You cut yourself. Iked amre mishum kilkul suda. That's not sakona, but even if you cut yourself a little and the dam runs, it'll get into the food. It'll make the whole thing moos on the mesubim. Don't cut things on your hand. Put them down on the table. Cutting board chveis. Valteishev al mitas aramis. Don't sit on the bed of an aramis. We'll see the Gemara saying three pshotim. Va'al tavru achure beis haknesses b'shur shatzibu b'smalim. Okay, we'll see. Let's see. Let's explain. Al teishu al mitas aramis. Interesting expression. The bed pushes of a goyish lady. Ikad amre, what it means, lo tignu b'lo krishma. Don't go to sleep without saying krishma. Person goes to sleep without saying krishma, it makes his bed like a goyish bed. That's the expression. Ikad amre lo tinsu giyut. You shouldn't marry a giyiris. Ikedamri, that's a difficult gemara. They will last if they feel mentioned. Marry, okay. Vinkedamri, aramis mamish. It means a goy. Don't sit down on the bed of a goyish lady. What's it? Hosepis? And we should mice the Rav Popo. There was a mice. Rav Popo once had a bit of a problem. The Rav Popo also gabi aramis. He went into that to her for some reason. Hotzielo mito. She brought him out of bed to sit down on. Omrolo shev. Sit down. Omar lo eini yoshev at shetagbi es amita. Pick up the bed or pick up the cover. Let me see what's going on here. He suspected her of trouble. Higbiya es amito. She picked up a motzah shom tinik meis. She wanted to make an alilas dam on him. She wanted him to sit on the bed. Then she'll now later she'll come. Oh, he's a dead baby. The rabbi killed the baby. Rashi, my stuff, Papa, Shom, let's take a more psoch. Sheval Amita, Boho, Yabonomes, Mutaloleo, Vasarots, Lahalilol, Veloima, Sheyesholo, Vahargo. Imikan Omer Chachomim, they made this thing, don't sit down on beds. But they're going, Mosalay shall meet us Arams. The third thing he told him was, Altara Churi Besa Knesses, Vishoshat Sibur, Mispalalim. Now, we had before, what's a Churi Besa Knesses, what we would call the front, by the doorway. We just had that one second. Where was this? You know, Vov Omud Beis, we had that. I'm Spala Chur Beis Agnesis Nikra Rosha, because you're facing the other way. But Rashi Lam Tamachloik Zab. But Rashi Lam that Chur Beis Agnesis means the what we would call the front of the building where the door is. And that's Mufurj, that's Mufurj here in the Gemara. That's what's going on here. Because look what it says here. You shouldn't pass by a shul. Why, says Rashi, you're passing by the doorway on the Mizrach to the shul when they're davening. It looks like you're not interested in davening. Where there's no other doorway, obviously, because if there's another doorway, people won't think anything. They'll think you're going in the other doorway. Avalika pischa achrino, less we don't care. V'lo amora nedlelka bekenisht achrino, there's no other shul. Avalika bekenisht achrino, less let's fight in no marisai. Since passing this shul, he's going to shul down a block. He's not carrying something, because if he's carrying something, people will understand. He's not walking in, not because he's mezalzel in the shul. He's not walking in because he's doing something right now. He's not running, obviously he's got to go somewhere. And the Mishabru explains, if a person's wearing tefillin, you're not going to be choshed him that he's not davening, whatever, outside of cheshbeinus. Obviously he's also looking something. Three things he likes about the Modi people. They talk to do it that way. They kiss on the hands. Dr. Rashi is chaveiro, is yad who noishing, derech shivas, who's emnei haroik. The other way, we kiss on the face. The roik comes there. Okay, whatever. It's nicer to do it that way. Ukshe yoyatsin, when they give an eitzah, and yoyatsin ela besode. They give people eitzahs in the soda, not among people. As Rashi says, because as we say, osnaim lakaisli, you know what I mean? Anywhere you talk in a building, people are going to overhear you. You want something private said, go to the soda. Omer ravada barahava maikro. Was it possible? We have a marker for this idea. Interesting thing. When he comes to Mietz, I want to go back. It's time to leave Lom. And he calls him out to the Soda. Points out the Mashov. He called him to the Soda. Because as we well know, he was a Shomer he was a Shomer on Soin Lom. And he was a Meir Dik Shomer. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. Of course, what should he do? Go home and talk to them? He had to stay by the thing. Of course, he had to call them to him because he was busy with the tzon. Explains to Mashiach, that's true. But the Torah wouldn't have had to say the word Asodah. The Torah makes the point of saying Asodah. It's obviously called Masodah. That's where he was. If the Torah makes the point of saying Asodah, it's trying to teach me a lesson that Eitz is confidential things should be discussed, not amongst people. Tanya Omer Gamliel B'Shleishu Dvorim Oveni Asaparitzim. Three things he liked about the Paritzim. Hey, Tznuim B'Achilozon. The Tznuim the way they eat. Tznuim B'Beis HaKisei. U'Tznuim B'Dovar Acher. In Tashmish Dei Atzonua. I was talking about my polas bovel over there. I commanded my mekudoshai to go and knock out bovel. Who is that? That's the parsiim. Tanu Reb Yosef Elu haparsiim. But the Gemara changed that word. Boy, the mekudoshim ham kudoshim umzumos by mekudoshai. I need Elu. Mekudoshim mikad. Iskadoshu to get ready. Ham kudoshim umzumonim legehenim. Where did Gehenim get into this is not so clear. So some learned that, it's a funny thing, we're talking about two different Parsim. The first man was talking about the early Parsim. The earlier Parsim were good to the Jews. Then the Gemara's coming, these are the later Parsim. They were talking no good. And they are Mezumon Le Gehenim. The Mashur learns the other way, that Mezumonim Le Gehenim, If I get the other way around, the Maaseh, the Parasim rebuilt the second Beis Hamikdash. The second Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt by the Parasim. Koresh let them build the Beis Hamikdash. What's so terrible here? So, the Mashiach Taka learns the Gemara the other way. The Gemara means the other way. It's a Maila Mizumonim Legehenim. Mizumonim Legehenim means that they'll go straight there. A person who goes straight to Gehenim is out in 12 months. Oh, no, this is finished with a short term. Oh, no, the real serious Rishon, the Gemara has Isaac mit Kafakela, the slingshot. You go flying around over there for who knows how long till you get that again. What they're trying to say is, because they did help us in building the Bayi Sheni, is Mizumonim Gehenim. They'll go straight to Gehenim. We're not trying to paint out a bad day, we're trying to say a mile. Others learned the other way, that even though, like the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, even though they built the Beis HaMikdosh, they didn't do it for that reason. They did it for their own cheshbonis, and was saying, even so, they're Mizumonim Gehenim. It's not clear. We're trying to say a mile, a chsorin, you're not so clear. Yeah, okay. Yeah, obviously. Okay, right, good.
Same other, you said that even though
it's
Mizumonim Legehenim, it's still the Shadchan. Out in the state. There's one part there.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that could be. I'm saying some say we're talking about two different Parasim. Some don't like that. They want to do two different Parasim. Some say that. Okay, it's 100% clear here. Okay. Rangamlil, okay, back to the real world. Or at least the real world we think we understand. Whatever. Omer Bira Meshua Locha Kereb Rangamlil. The Maaseh, we have a machloikis in the Mishnah, the Mishnah. When is the end of Zman Krishna by night? According to Abelez, it's Ashmur Rishayna, a third of the night. Because he understands of Shach B'chot to mean the time when people go to sleep. Then you have Rabban Gamliel who says it's Bizamur HaShachar, because of Shach means when time when people are sleeping. Then we have the Chachom who say Chatzoy. So the Gemara explained to us on the Avdalit, what does that mean? They really hold like Rabban Gamliel, that it's all night Bizamur HaShachar. But Lahachik, Odom and Averi, they made a Syog to bring Krishna back to Chatzoy. Zog de Gemara, Halacha Kerabon Gamliel. Zman Krishna ends at Amud HaShachar. And there is no Syog of Chatzoy, Slahalacha. There is the Syog we had on Dalet on Beis, pointed out then. That Syog of not eating before you say Krishna. That goes according to everybody who said that. Okay. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Yochoy Oime Pe'omim, She'odam Kari Krishna Shtei Pomim Belaila Achas. He can read Christ Krishna one night, Koidim She'alad HaShachar, Achas Koidim She'alad HaShachar, Vachas Achas She'alad HaShachar. He reads Krishna just before Alos HaShachar, just after Alos HaShachar, V'yotze Ben Chavoso, Achas Shal Yom, V'achas Shalayla. He'll be Yotze Shalayla, because he said it before Amur HaShachar, and Shal Yom will be Yotze after Amur HaShachar. Frank, the Gemara, Hogufa Kasha. Amri Pa'omim Sha'odam Kori Krishma Shtei Pa'omim Balaila, you're calling that period Laila, after Amun HaShachar. Amal Acha Sheyal and Amun HaShachar, Laila Hu. If a Hoda Tani, Yetzim Nechad Vasa Acha Shal Yom Acha Shal Laila, Amal Yamamu, Monashar. Is the period, and this is going to be the whole discussion, we'll see more tomorrow, the period of time from Alos HaShachar till Netz, is that Yom or is that Laila? Your words are strange. You're telling me a person could read Krishna twice during the Laila, once just before Alos HaShachar, once right after Alos HaShachar. Apparently you consider the time from Alos HaShachar, or at least some time past Alos HaShachar, still Laila. And then you turn around and tell me that you Yoytze Krishna Shal Yoyim then. So Monashah, is that Laila after Amud HaShachar, or is that Yoyim? So the Gemara, Le'olim Leilihu. Generally speaking, it's Laila. What do you mean it's Laila? Really, it's Yoyim. The Mishnah Megillah says, Mitzayim HaKosh Al HaShachar. See, that means Laila who, meaning people call it night. Or Leilihu, it's at least Lechatchilo, it's Laila. Because no mitzvah sayyim Lechatchilo should be done till Netzacham. But we're calling it Yoyim because Nageya Krishma, it's Yoyim because Krishma measures by Ufkumech, and people are getting up then already. There are people who get up then. So in this memra of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, it seems to say that Krishma Shalilo can go till Amud HaShachar, which is good. That's like Gamliel. That's what we just said, basically. And Krishma Shalyoim can begin right after Amud HaShachar. Now, Taisus points out, we're going to have on the next Mishnah tomorrow, Mimosi Kerem Neshma B'Shachris, Misha Yakir. We all know Misha Yakir. Now, Misha Yakir, no one knows when, but somewhere between Amud HaShachar and Netz. 25 minutes before Netz, 30 minutes to Netz, 35, 40, 45, 50, depends whose calendar you look at. But it's definitely Ha'ogaruk from Amud HaShachar. Says Taisus, this Gemara does not mean after Amud HaShachar immediately. There's got some laps to get to Yakir. So this is not so terrible. It says, till night, Amud HaShachar. And then is Shal Yoyim. Amar Vacha Bar Chanino, Amar Bishur Ben Levi, Halocha Kireb Shimon Ben Yochoi. Which means, Shal night can go till Amur HaShachar, and Shal Yom starts, let's say, a few minutes, after Amur HaShachar. You'll stop it tomorrow. We're going to have a second lotion, seems to be Soisa, that we'll see tomorrow, right?